the be-all and end-all is actually to win a World Cup, mate. And that's what I want to get people's head around, is that it's the equivalent of saying me as a Carlton fan want to make finals every year. No, I want Carlton to win a premiership. So whatever that takes, that's what we need to do.
That was Ange Postecoglou on this show back March 30th, way back. He was on the Australian Story last night. He didn't answer the question when it was put to him, would he be coaching the Australian soccer team beyond this next series of matches against Honduras if, in fact, we qualify for the World Cup. Ray Gadd is the chief footy writer for the Australian. He's been good enough to join us. Ray, welcome.
Good morning, Gary and boys.
Very nice to have you on board. What did you make of Ange's performance last night? I assume you saw the Australian Story.
I did, mate. Look, typical Ange. He's so single-minded and stubborn, and was no surprise that he's continuing on his way and refusing to answer the question. You know, he's his own man, and good luck to him. But I think it's not the way to handle things. I think the game here deserves a straight answer from him.
Does he have to answer that question about his future and his plans beyond the next two games?
I think he does. It's creating havoc, as you see. Look, there's so much speculation, gossip and innuendo, and you just wonder what sort of effect it's having on the Socceroo players. Look, there's some suggestions that he's doing that to take the focus off the players and their performances, but, you know, I think that's rubbish. He just needs to come out, make it, tell us what his plans are, and then we can all move on, because he has set the agenda for all of this from the moment that report came out that he wasn't going on to the World Cup.
That was a leaked report, though. I just wonder about the havoc that you talk about, Ray. Can you sort of explain what you mean by the havoc that this is creating?
Well, look, all the focus is purely on Ange now, isn't it? It's as much as he says, you know, the focus has got to be on the team and the two games against Honduras. This is all about Ange. And it has been for the last 2 weeks, and it's going to be for the next 2 or 3 weeks leading up to the games against Honduras. And it's not an ideal situation. And, he needs to move on. We all need to move on and really focus on these two games, because they are two of the most important games coming up in the recent history of the sport.
Hey, Ray, good morning. Through Postecoglou's tenure, he has completely changed the way tactically that the Socceroos play compared to previous coaches. If we are to qualify and beat Honduras and go through the World Cup with a different coach, what does it mean for us tactically in the way we play?
Well, look, if Ange doesn't coach us, if we qualify and Ange doesn't coach us at the World Cup, the new guy comes in, I have no doubt, will change the formation. Ange's decision to go to a back three has obviously caused a lot of ruckus. I personally didn't agree with it at the time that it came, halfway through the last set of qualifiers when the team was going quite reasonably well and we were on course to qualify automatically. He changed it and, you know, our performances weren't really up to scratch. So, Ray,
that's got to be disruptive if we change that, in between qualifying and the actual World Cup.
No, I don't think so, because the players were already used to the old system of a back four, so it won't take too much for them to go back to that. It's the formation they are most comfortable with. The back three, I reckon, out of the 10 games we played, we probably put in 3 or 4 decent halves of football. Not total games, but halves of football. So to go back to a back four and the formation the players are more comfortable with is a logical situation, I think.
Talking to Ray Gatley, chief football writer for The Australian. Ray, has David Galp, the FFA, have they already started to turn their attention to finding a replacement for Ange?
I'd be surprised if they haven't. There's obviously a lot of good candidates out there who would do a fantastic job at the World Cup. So it'd be silly if they haven't started looking at it, to be honest.
Would Kevin Muscat be one of those candidates?
Oh, look, I think Muskie would do a good job. I think, obviously, they would probably need to look at a local coach. He would be definitely a candidate along with Sydney FC's Graeme Arnold.
Now, there's also speculation, and I'm sure you have heard the same thing, that Ange Postecoglou has fallen out with the Lowys or Frank Lowy. Is there any truth to those stories?
I don't think it's Frank Lowy. I think it's probably more David Gallup, the chief executive. Look, this all goes back to about 2 years ago, before a World Cup qualifier, I think against Bangladesh in Perth. There was some
drama involving the collective bargaining agreement with the PFA, the union, Players Union, and said a couple of little things, nothing controversial. The next day he got slapped down by the FFA and David Gallup, and I think that set the tone for what's happening now, to be honest.
Ray, last one. If Ant sets out to do and does what he set out to do and qualifies Australia for the World Cup, has he been a success?
Certainly. Look, we performed well in the Brazil in the World Cup, a couple of games there, won the Asian Cup, and if he qualifies for the World Cup, he's been a success, because that's what you always want to see. We need to qualify for the World Cup.
Appreciate your time this morning, Ray.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks.